We had a goal, didn't we, Matt?
We did, and Simon Jones from the Upwards scored it. An Upward has just walked past with a very big smile on his face, decked out in lycra and kind of running shoes, ready for another day's play. I'm parked up outside Ashbourne Leisure Centre. And you know when you've got to prepare a big meal, Alina, I don't know, Christmas Day and all those final preparations, how stressful it is, all the different things you've got to think about. Well, one man that's been preparing a meal for 500 people is the secretary of Ashbourne Shrovetide, Mick Bettridge, who I've got with me. He's just come out of the leisure centre hall where they're sort of neatly folding napkins and making sure that the bread's nicely placed next to each placement. Mick, you've certainly got your work cut out there. This must be almost a year-round job now for you.
It seems to be now. With 500 people to sit down each day, we have to be really on the ball and make sure that they're going to enjoy their day as much as the players and the other supporters do. Most of the people who do come to the lunch have maybe been players in the past, or, as I say, who are just really good supporters of the game and wish the game to continue for our children and our children's children.
And there was a major difference last year with the hosting of this dinner, because it used to be held in the Green Man, but you've now shifted to the Leisure Centre.
Yeah, well, numbers really meant that we had to move away from the Green Man, although the Green Man remains almost the spiritual heart of the game, having many artefacts from the past still there. The honours boards and the turners-up boards there are still in the Green Man, but the Green Man itself is open, I think, to buyers at the moment, and so we couldn't really be left with that sort of speculation. Having many people to, you know, to sit down for the luncheons, we had to be assured that we could put them on.
There seems quite a bit of memorabilia, though, in the hall, and I noticed that for everyone that's gold the ball, is sort of notified on this big different balls that are sort of hung along the ceiling there. There's old photos, there's a big Union Jack flag as well. You seem to have decked it out pretty well in there.
Yes, it's a very traditional setting. We're staunch monarchists in Ashbourne, and we do represent both old photographs from Edward the Eighth, when he turned the ball up as the Prince of Wales in 1928, and of course our present Prince of Wales, who turned the ball up in 2003. And we've got lots and lots of memorabilia which we like to portray during the course of the luncheons on Ash Wednesday and Shrove Tuesday.
And I've got to ask you about yesterday.